Welcome to St. Andrew's podcast on Sunday, 7th of June, which is Trinity Sunday. Today is Trinity Sunday, when we are encouraged to contemplate the mystery of a God who is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in a community of self-giving love. People try to understand the Trinity using various metaphors. Think of water, which can be as solid, ice, liquid, or vapour. Or the Celtic Trinity knot, which is tied from one length of cord but appears to be three distinct loops within a single circle. Or there's Rublev's famous icon, which depicts three persons, similar yet each distinct from the others, sitting together in harmony, each intent on the others, and with space for someone else to join in. You can look these images up on the internet if you so wish. No metaphor really captures the mystery of the Trinity, and that's part of the point. The fullness of God is beyond our understanding. It is a mystery. But this mysterious God is self-giving love. God is love. And love always is inviting others to join in. Knowing God is a community of love underlines that as human beings, made in the image of God, we're designed to live in community. We need to make the effort to stay connected. And reconciliation is at the heart of the gospel. Another mystery is how God chooses to work through ordinary people. Through June and July, we're going to explore some of the characters and events in the book of Genesis. Abraham and Sarah, Hagar and Ishmael, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Esau. We'll be asking the questions, what does it mean to follow God? How does God fulfill his promises through these flawed people? And what can we learn from them? In what follows, I'm going to introduce Abraham and then reflect on some of the Bible readings from today's lectionary. In particular, Psalm 8 and Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. And you may wish to look these up in your Bible. So, God chooses to work with ordinary people. Probably around 4,000 years ago, Abraham and his wife Sarai lived in Haran, in the north of what is now Syria. It's likely that his family originally worshipped a number of gods, which was common in the Babylonian civilization. But in some way, the Creator God chose Abraham and Sarai and called them out of that place and way of life, into a new place, into a different way of life, and into a new relationship with God. So we read in Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people and your father's household, to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Wow. Abraham's faith and life was not perfect. Sometimes trusting God and living well. You can see it in Genesis 13 and 14. And other times giving way to fear and losing faith in God. For example, you see that in Genesis 12, 10 to 20 and Genesis 16. But God did not give up on Abraham and Sarai to underline his promise to bless them and to make them into a great nation. God even gave them new names. Abraham and Sarah. So what about us? As we seek to trust in God, to follow Jesus during this coronavirus pandemic, I wonder if God has been calling you to leave something behind. Or is God calling you into something new? God has also given us responsibility. Psalm 8 is a short psalm. I'm not going to read it all here, but you can read it in your own Bibles. It celebrates the majesty and glory of God as the psalmist reflects on a view of the night sky. I encourage you to read it for yourself. It includes the question, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them?" In other words, God, why do you care about us? We're so small and weak and insignificant beneath the stars and the universe. And the psalmist goes on to respond to that question. "You have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the work of your hands and have put all things under their feet." God chooses to share his glory and his power with human beings. God chooses to entrust his creation to us and to give us responsibility for its care. Humanity hasn't always fulfilled that role well, but as we were reminded during Lent, we are still called to do our bit to care for the earth in which we live. And that's why St. Andrew's is working towards the Eco Church Award. It's a way of doing our bit together as a church to care for creation. I wonder what one thing you could start doing this week to care a little bit more for God's creation. This psalm also resonates a bit with Abraham's experience. As we read in Genesis 12, God called Abraham to be instrumental in his plan to restore his creation, which had become broken and divided by sin. Interestingly, while Abraham and Sarah were still childless and doubting that God would fulfill his promise, God spoke to Abraham and directed him to look at the stars in the night sky. And God reiterated his promise that Abraham would have many descendants. God would make him into a great nation. This encounter with God under the stars inspired Abraham to believe in God's promise that his wife Sarah would give birth despite their age and apparent infertility. You can read about this in Genesis 15, verse 1 to 5. Jumping forward now to the New Testament, Jesus sends us to carry on what he started. Our gospel reading today is Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" The words of Jesus closing Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 1 begins with a genealogy, starting with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and ending with Jesus the Messiah. The beginning of Matthew's Gospel is saying that God's promise to Abraham is being fulfilled in Jesus. And in today's Gospel reading from the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus is saying that that promise will be fulfilled even further by those who continue his mission to make disciples of all nations. That's how the blessing will come. Jesus makes the bold claim, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." In other words, he has the same status as God. It's back to the Trinity again. And so Jesus sends his disciples to go to every nation on earth, to reflect the light of God to others, to invite them to follow Jesus, to teach them what that means, what it means to be a disciple, and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God, three persons. And just as God promised to be with Abraham and his descendants, and just as God promised to be with Moses and the Israelites, so Jesus promises to always be with those who follow him. How? Well, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are one. If the Spirit is with us, Jesus is with us, the Father is with us, the fullness of God is with us. Jesus talks more about this in John chapter 14, if you want to explore that further. But for now, we're going to finish with the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Right at the end of his letter, he says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." You see, the love of God, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is primarily to be experienced rather than just understood. We finish with a prayer for Trinity Sunday. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Some questions to wonder about or to discuss with others. What do you find the most helpful way of understanding God as Trinity? Which of the three short Bible readings spoke most to you, and why? Genesis 12, 1-3, Abraham, Psalm 8, and Matthew 28, 16-20. Has God been calling you to leave something behind? Or to do something new? I wonder what that is. I wonder what you will do about it.